Welcome, Travis, to come and give us a good word about what God is doing in your life.
Thank you very much. Is this... Can y'all hear me? Okay, wonderful. Well, my name's Travis. I'm from Lancaster, PA, born and raised. Grew up in the Mennonite faith and had a loving family. Was a straight-A student, played the trumpet in band, was on the wrestling team, all that good stuff when I was little. And then when I got 16, everything went pretty dark for me. Went through a lot of depression and some chronic pain, and doctors weren't doing their job, so I felt like God failed me and that I needed to fix myself. So for the past 19 years, I tried everything I could, starting with cutting, pills, alcohol, drugs, and women. I was basically trying to destroy my life because I didn't care about the life that God gave me. So I finally had a wake-up call when I walked out to my car and saw the bumper laying on the ground and found out that I had driven home in a blackout, meaning that I had no idea where I was, what I was doing. I didn't even realize that I drove home until the next day. And that scared me because what I could have done to somebody else. Not so much myself. Again, I still didn't care about myself, but I could have hit somebody. I could have hurt somebody. So I sought help right away. And I went to a rehab center and got on my feet, but it wasn't enough, and I fell back into my addiction. I heard about Justin's Place because my parents had a friend whose nephew went through the program, and they said that he had been, it wasn't exactly what he was looking for, that he thought he was looking for, but it turned out to be a really good thing for him. And my first reaction was, well, okay, that's the last resort for me. They're demanding too much. They want me to stop smoking cigarettes. They want me to go to Bible study every night or whatever, you know, go to church services. That's just not for me. I was spiritual. I knew God in a sense, but I didn't really know. I was so pushed off from what I learned when I was younger and saw everything in the church with the hypocrisy and everything. And I put up so many walls for me with religions. So I went through another program instead, and that was a really big mistake because I ended relapsing while I was in the sober house because it wasn't really a sober house. So I kind of picked myself back up, though, and got on my feet and had a decent job, but thought I could still drink and work. And God was like, you know what, you need more help. So he gave me a DUI. All the times that through my life that I should have been hurt or got in trouble with the law, he was there to protect me. I figured that I was just lucky for so many times. And then I finally realized that there was a bigger plan for me. God had something for me to do. And that's why he saved me so many times. And so that was the final straw, is the DUI. So I came to Justin's Place, and my first impression was that I can't do this. I can't. They want me to surrender to a man. Surrendering to God, surrendering my will to God is one thing, but giving it up to another person, it's like, it just felt so wrong for me. And what I realized eventually was that it was just good practice. All the stuff that Justin's Place laid out was really good practice for then being able to turn it over and give it all to God. So the first key to encouragement that I got when I was there, I was so overwhelmed by all this different stuff going on. And I didn't think this was right. I didn't think that was right. It wasn't logical. And a lot of times God's not logical as far as human logic, as far as my logic especially. So one time I was having such a hard time with all this stuff, and I prayed so hard while I was there, and I was up at like 3 o'clock in the morning just walking around the hotel, and then I laid down, and what I heard was, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And so I heard to just comply to all the rules, all the regulations, because there's a reason for it. And, you know, I can't be focusing on what I think is logical. So I took off the tinted glasses that I was wearing. Matthew 23 helps me a lot. It's talking about how even if you see a leadership being hypocritical, still follow the message. They have a reason. God put them in leadership for a reason. You need to follow what they're saying. You need to, they're there to help you. God put them in your life to help. So with that, it's kind of like a do what they say, not what they do type of message in Matthew 23. And I would hold on to that a lot, because God is more than I can comprehend. Through all of the people going after people, and just what seems like a battle, God can take that, and He has taken it, and shown me that there's lessons to be learned in everything, and every struggle that I have is a lesson. And that's with the blessings. Okay, so everything that I asked for with a pure heart was blessed to me. Through struggles and obstacles, though, it was not just given. I would ask for peace in the chaos, and I was given chaos to learn peace in. I would ask for patience, and I had to wait a lot, you know. I learned there the true meaning of love, God's love, not human love, not romantic love. I learned the true meaning of forgiveness. I learned acceptance of others and not just tolerating people. There's so many things that I thought I already knew, and it really messed my life up. And then when I was finally open to just give up and surrender to another man, surrender to the leadership, surrender to the program that God created for me to go through, that's when all this stuff started opening up for me. So every day I thank God so much. He blessed me with the example on how we're supposed to live through Jesus Christ. I thank Him for opening up my eyes and my heart to receive the blessings, because they were always there. He was always reaching out for me. He was always trying to lift me up and pull me into line with Him and what He wanted for my life. And finally, praying to open my eyes and my heart to see those things is what helped me to overcome myself and to grab onto His hand and let him lift me up. And the other thing that I'm so grateful for is the lesson that emotions that I have are to be like rumble strips. Like when I'm going on the straight and narrow with God, everything is smooth sailing and I have good emotions. But then when I have a wrong emotion, a bad emotion, a negative anything, it's a rumble strip, because if I just think about why I'm having that emotion, then I find out that it's all because of me. It's all my fault. It's that I'm not accepting what God has for me. It's that I'm not seeing the true lesson in it. And that was a hard lesson to learn, because I used to think that I was just right. I was just in having these emotions. I was using them improperly, and that would always lead me down the wrong path. Even further, I would go past the rumble strips and just off into the woods, you know. My future now is wide open. I'm free to follow God. I don't have a wife or children. I don't have any pressing matters to get to. So basically, I can go anywhere, and I just need to be open to let God show me wherever He wants me to be, if it's whether discipleship or going back to the career that I had. I don't know. I'm hesitant to go back to the career I had, because being an auto mechanic is kind of a rough place. Everybody drinks around there and stuff, so probably not where I'm going to be going, especially not first of all. But if I'm led, then it is what it is. The promise from the Bible that I hold on to, and you can feel free to disagree with me, but this is how I see Psalms 23, verse 2. When they talk about the green pastures and the still waters, I see the green pastures as things that I need, but not necessarily things that I want. God makes me to lie down in those green pastures. He makes me stay in the place where I can get nutrients and benefit my soul. And then the still waters for me are the calm moments, the peaceful times, the rest that I get after I do what God wants. And so it makes me to lie down in green pastures, even if I don't want to. He makes me lie there, and then he also leads me beside still waters. And that really helps me, because life is so much struggle for me. It's so much what I can turn into negativity. And really, it's all blessings from God. So that's the main thing that I learned in this program. Thanks, everybody.